Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Canto 9, Chapter 24. Text 63, 64. Boja Vrishni Andaka Madhu. Shurasena dasharka hai shlagani hitashashvat kuru srinjaya pandubihi bhoja vrishniyandaka madhu shurasena dasharka hai shlagani hitashashvat Kuru Srinjaya Pandubihi Bhoja Vrishniyandaka Madhu Shurasena Dasharka Hai Shlaganiye Hitashashvat Kuru Srinjaya Pandubihi Mataji. Bhoja, assisted by the Bhoja dynasty, Vrishni, and by the Vrishnis, Andaka, and by the Andakas, Madhu, and by the Madhus, Shurasena, and by the Shurasena, Dasha Kahai and by the Dashakas Shlaganiya by the praiseworthy. Ihitaha Endeavoring Shashvat always. Kuru Sanjaya Pandubihi, assisted by the Pandavas, Kurus and Srinjayas, Snigda, affectionate, Smita, smiling, Ikshita, being regarded as Udarai, magnanimous, Vakyai, the instructions, Vikrama Lilaya, the pastimes of heroism, Nrilokam, human society, Ramayam Asa, pleased, Murtya, by his personal form, Sarvangaramyaya, the form that pleases everyone by all parts of the body. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Assisted by the descendants of Bhoja, Vrishni, Andaka, Madhu, Shurasena, Dasharha, Kuru, Srinjaya, and Pandu, Lord Krishna performed various activities. By His pleasing smiles, His affectionate behavior, His instructions, and His uncommon pastimes, like rising Govardhan Hill, the Lord appearing in His transcendental body pleased all of human society. Purport. The words Nrilokam, Ramayam, Asa, Murtya, Sarvanga, Ramyaya are significant. Krishna is the original form, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore described here by the word Murtya. The word Murti means form. Krishna or God is never impersonal. The impersonal feature is but a manifestation of His transcendental body. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagatanda koti. The Lord is narakriti, exactly resembling the form of a human being. But His form is different from ours. Therefore, the word sarvanga ramyaya informs us that every part of His body is pleasing for everyone to see. Apart from His smiling face, every part of His body, His hands, His legs, His chest, is pleasing to the devotees, who cannot at any time stop seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. Om Agnati Venadesa Granajana Shlakaya Chakshum Itam Yanata Smashi Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Saparantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Sari Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak today on this beautiful verse. Like many other verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all very beautiful, inspiring to hear and to share with others. So this verse is actually this chapter is continue of chapter before that, where it's explained about different names and activities, sometimes what they are doing, activities of great souls from the past. And by reading about this great soul, we can have some appreciation for what they've done in the past. And just by hearing their name, we can be purified. And so in this chapter, one of most greatest soul appear in a chapter of text of Srimad Bhagavatam, and his name is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why he appear is explained in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati, how goes, bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamaham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious principle of descendant of bharata and predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. So this is verse from Krishna himself. So many classes can be given about his beautiful form, He is in purpose displaying form and his beautiful form, activities, and pastimes. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he gave us nectar of instruction and nectar of devotion. And Bhagavad Gita, where it explains a lot about pastimes and beauty of Krishna, and so we can share, relish those pastimes, so we can be more Krishna conscious. And it's the most important section, we can share this knowledge with others. I was thinking to explain a little bit more about that verse, go a little bit deeply into pastimes of Krishna, or describing his beautiful form. But, you know, come in my mind, then it's actually most important to also share with others. Both is very important. And it's explained how Krishna, he spoke 5,000 years ago, Bhagavad Gita, to Arjuna. And this Bhagavad Gita means for all of us. So to understand that, we need guidance and association with saintly devotees. One of Prabhupada actually said, and is most important, actually, there is two kind of association. One is Vapu, one is Vani. Vapu is instruction. No, I'm sorry. Vani is instruction and Vapu is form. So Prabhupada said, and Vapu is less important than Vani, because you can have association with great saints until he is present on the planet, but after when he leaves, what is left? His instructions. So even many of us today, even this room, or in ISKCON on a large, they don't have personal association with Srila Prabhupada, but is nothing is missing, according with just statement what I said. And of course, it's great things to have personal association with Srila Prabhupada, and many Prabhupada disciples, they share with us this kind of realization, how just by seeing Srila Prabhupada, they have such great impact on their hearts and their thinking, and Srila Prabhupada, he changed their lives completely. But the same can happen to us also, because his statement is meant, Prabhupada said, and in the next 10,000 years, this one is spread. So many, will be many devotees in the future, and this will definitely happened because Krishna won it, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won it, predecessor Acharyas won it, and it will happen. So how this devotee will advance and bring Krishna consciousness? So there is three things, you know, sadhu, sangha, there is three things, this guru, shastra, and sadhus. So supreme guru, shiksha, guru for all is called Srila Prabhupada. But because he is not present anymore, he said, if you read my books, there is some statement, Prabhupada said, if you read my books, you can have direct association with me. So we should have this in our mind, and this can happen in the future for many future generations. Just like that. today is actually appearance of a disappearance of a great soul, Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev was great devotee of the Lord and great fighter. And even if he was fighting on opposite side by Krishna's arrangement on the end, and he was killed, but he showed by example what kind of great devotee he is, and on the time of that, when he was laying under arrows of the bed of the arrows, what are piercing his body, okay? He gave very beautiful instructions about spiritual life. So so 5,000 years ago, a great fight was going on for the reason why I mentioned before, Nash Krishna appeared to destroy bad elements and establish real principle of religion. So today is going on the same things, same fight. Same fight, real war. You can say against illusory energy, Maya. 90% of Prabhupada said conditioned souls in material world is not devotee. They're demoniac people. They are devotee, but they don't know they are devotee. And the duty of rest of us, not so many of us, is to fight. So we don't use fight in a sense what was going on before, you know, like Arjuna, they used to use his celestial weapons, and they were killing demons like anything. They were very much empowered by Krishna. And even Bhishma, they is explained, nobody can kill him. You know, he was such a great warrior. He's explained Mahabharata, even Dronacharya cannot be killed, Kripacharya cannot be killed. They have benedictions from, you know, demigods, different, I can't remember now. Anyway, and there were Brahmanas and there were Kshatriyas. So there's no way, no way they can be killed. But because they were on the side of opposite party, Kuru dynasty, by the grace of Krishna, Arjuna and five Pandavas and other warriors like Satyaki, he was also actually survived fight. They killed all these warriors. Ultimately, nobody was killed. They were just sent to some other realm. This is explained that everybody who is killed will go to heavenly planets. So, but I will focus on this verse. So to explain the beauty of Krishna, there is many things here is mentioned in purport, like how Krishna has beautiful form and a smile, and his hands, legs, and chest is pleasing to the devotees, and who cannot at any time stop seeing the beautiful form of Lord. So it's explained that Maha Mantra is no different, holy name is no different from the Lord, from Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is no different from the Krishna. His instruction is no different from the Krishna. So ultimately, Bhagavad Gita is not different from the Krishna. So ultimately, everything is Krishna. There is one verse purporting Bhagavad Gita. I cannot remember now how it's actually. There's only one person here. It's only Krishna. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Basically, everything is Krishna, but still we keep our personality. Our soul is just Krishna's soul. Everything is Krishna, okay? But we are meant to serve Him with love and devotion. So to serve Him, one of the main way how we can serve Him here in ISKCON, one of the main mission is to preach message. Preach the message of Krishna. So in this occasion, I want to read... I want to say sometimes there is appearance of great soul or occasional Janmastami or whatever, we usually used to read from the scriptures, used to read in our pastimes. So I also take opportunity to read very, very special, actually, some of conversation, what Prabhupada was saying about preaching. It was so special, then try to listen very carefully. And, yeah, we start. I will read from... it's not so much, just listen very carefully, but I will just focus on that. This book is very dear to me. It's called Nectar of Book Distribution, printed by BBT. And I call this like Sankirtan Bible. And I recommend this book to every member of ISKCON, not only every member, every life member or supporter or in any way any person who is connected to this moment should read, try to read regularly these books like Srila Prabhupada books also. And it's especially for, you know, Sankirtan devotees actually who are, you know, engaged directly in book distribution.
Just a second.
Immediately I will read something from the preface. Just a second. Manuals on many topics are entering the ISKCON market: cooking, teaching, communication, Ayurveda, homeschooling, deity worship, Tulasi care, the ashramas, the dhammas, studying Shastra, Ratakarta construction. And it's nice, it's beautiful, we have all this. Now also a manual is available. This is already written for some amount of years. Anyway, it's available that will help devotees become proficient in the art of distributing books, the nectar book distribution. This book consists mainly of statements by pioneers, leaders, and other experienced devotees in the field of book distribution. Fearing that the wisdom of their years of experience might be lost, we compiled this book as a service for the present and future generation of ISKCON devotees. Future generation. So hopefully even in the next 10,000 years, this book can be printed again. It's no joke. It's serious business. It systematically presents for the first time both philosophical explanation of the mission of the book distribution and practical guidance. So there is another sentence here. In selected statements, we were on guard not to present a one-sided view of Srila Prabhupada's preaching mission. Rather, the statements we use show how Srila Prabhupada taught that all of ISKCON benefits from successful book distribution. Therefore, this publication is important not only for book distributors, but for ISKCON at large. Second, book distribution has unlimited aspect, so we had to be selective, and thus this book does not cover all the possible topics in detail. The Nectar Book Distribution is simply meant to be an outline of basic points illustrated by selection of statement by Srila Prabhupada and his followers on the philosophy and practice of book distribution. So there is one chapter here, it's called World Revolution Through Book Distribution. Prabhupada words, please print as many books as possible. This is my real pleasure. By printing the books of our Krishna consciousness philosophy in many different languages, we can actually inject our movements into the masses of people all over the world, especially there in the Western countries, and we can literally turn whole nation into Krishna conscious nations. So, prominent within the next 10,000 years. In the present epoch, people talk about a turning point in history, the new age, in the age of Aquarius. I think this is written by Atma Tattvadas, this Hare Krishna disciple. He compiled this book. So, but just some of a few sentences here. But after that is mostly Prabhupada talk. I will just read. In the present epoch, people, Srila Prabhupada also talk about an imminent change in the world history. And being Trikala Gyan, knower past, present, and future, he clearly point out what that means. To the amazement of his disciple and guest alike, the predominance of Krishna consciousness during the next 10,000 years. Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila 350 purport. Now it's real text. It is said that the Krishna conscious movement will be prominent within the next 10,000 years, but after that, people will become lechas and yavanas. Thus, at the end of the yuga, Krishna will appear as the Kalki avatar and kill them without consideration. So now is real conversation. Srila Prabhupada, Kalki's nature is described in Bhagavatam. He will come just like a prince with royal dress, sword, and on horseback, simply killing, no preaching. All rascal killed, no more preaching. He laughs. That's the last. There will be no brain to understand God. There will be so dull. It requires a brain to understand God. Allen Ginsberg, do you think of this in terms of historical events that will occur in the lifetime of your disciple, Prabhupada? No, this will happen at least 400,000 years after. At that time, my disciple will be with Krishna, devotees. Haribol! Prabhupada. And those who will not follow, they will see the fun, how they are be killed, Lauter Ginsberg. Will people still be chanting Hare Krishna in 400,000 years? No, Prabhupada, no. Hare Krishna will be finished within 10,000 years. There will be no more Hare Krishna, Ginsberg. So what will be left, Prabhupada? Nothing. Left will be that I'll kill you and eat you and you shall kill me. That will be left. There will be no grain, no grain, no milk, no sugar, no fruit. So I have to eat you and you will have to eat me. Full facility for meat eating. Lauter Ginsberg. But you see, it's actually it's an historical thing of 10,000 years for the chanting, and then the diminishing of the chanting. Yes, Prabhupada. Ginsberg, well, then do you think more people will chant Hare Krishna or fewer? Fewer? Prabhupada, oh yes, more people. Now it will increase. People will take advantage of this for 10,000 years. Ginsberg, and then, Prabhupada, then it will diminish. Ginsberg, so this is like the last rope, the last gasp. Prabhupada, laugh. Yes, so the sooner we take shelter of Krishna consciousness, the better. Ginsberg, well then, according to the Vedic theory, when did this yuga begin? Prabhupada, Kali Yuga began 5,000 years ago. The duration of the Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Out of that, we have passed 5,000 years. There is a balance of 427,000 years. Out of them, that 10,000 years is nothing. Ginsberg, where is all this, Prabhupada, Vedic literature? Prabhupada, Vedic literature, Padma Purana, Puranas, Ginsberg. Well, then, within this period of 10,000 years, only those who hear Krishna's name and worship Krishna by chanting and attain moksha. Prabhupada, yes. Kirtanat eva Krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajet. That is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They become immediately liberated and go back home, back to Godhead, Ginsberg. And everybody else gets involved deeper and deeper in the yuga. Prabhupada, yes. So if everyone believes in the Shastras, they should take to this Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence, to take advantage of the authorized scriptures. So there is another small conversation, Dr. Arnold Toynbee. With more people in politics in India, are they able to keep the Vedic ideal? Prabhupada. No, they have given it up. The politicians say, these books are useless, throw them in the water. They say like that publicly. They are not interested. Everywhere there is more or less the same mentality. But I have begun this movement with my European and American disciples. It is our duty on behalf of Krishna to push on this movement. So we are doing it and we are getting a response. It is not without response. It will increase. That is also stated. For 10,000 years, the Krishna consciousness movement will increase. Yes. Within 10,000 years, if they become Krishna conscious, then life is successful. After 10,000 years, the gloomy picture of Kali Yuga will come. Still, there is a time. 10,000 years is not a small period. So another conversation after that. Rameshwara, Srila Prabhupada, you said that this movement will go on unimpeded for 10,000 years. Prabhupada, yes, provided we keep it uncontaminated. You should take this opportunity, Rameshwara. After 10 years, we have gotten so many devotees and so many houses then that I can imagine how big this movement will be after 10,000 years, Prabhupada. Yes, you'll get the government, Rameshwara. The whole world will be delivered, Prabhupada. Yad yad acharati shreshtas. America will be the best. People will follow. They are already following. Skyscraper building, that's all. All the nations of the world are aspiring to have skyscraper buildings, Rameshwara. All the instruction for the future, how to run the government, everything is explained in your books. Prabhupada, yes, I think like that, love. Is there mention the slaughterhouse must be stopped? Is there mention? Okay, Rameshwara. You're given all the major policies for the future government, the Krishna conscious government. Prabhupada, let us hope. So conversation continue. Prabhupada, two things, paritranaya sadhunam vinashyacha duskritam. As the duskrita will be reduced, the sadhu will increase. Or as the sadhu will increase, the duskrita will decrease. Rameshwara, this conflict will be global. It will affect the whole world. Prabhupada, oh yes, that doesn't matter. Hari Sauri, we are already in every country. Prabhupada, yes, that is the Kurukshetra fight. Rameshwara, so this conflict will take place. Prabhupada, support Yudhishthira Maharaja and kill Duryodhana. Duryodhana, this is Kurukshetra. Rameshwara, it seems our movement has to grow much more before this will take place. Prabhupada, it will grow. It is growing. Simply our workers should be very sincere and strict, and it will grow. Nobody can check. That's fact. Rameshwara. Because after such a conflict, the whole world will... Prabhupada. Conflict is already there, just like they are opposing Rameshwara. But I mean the actual destruction of their culture. Prabhupada. Now they are trying to destroy us, and we are trying to destroy them. The conflict is already there, and this is now a psychological fight. And then there will be actual fight. Wow. And we must take part in that fight, Rameshwara. We will be the only ones who have any vision what to do after the war. Prabhupada, yes, we have got clear vision. We are not putting any theory. We are always presenting facts, and that is materializing. Hari Shauri, is our goal to reestablish Vedic principle in society at large? Prabhupada, yes, that will be Satya Yuga. Again, the Vedic principle will be established after finishing this Kali Yuga. After that is Satya Yuga. That is going on just like after summer, there is winter. After winter, there is summer. Rameshwara. But this is extraordinary. Lord Chaitanya's movement, the 10,000 years of his movement, is a special exception for the Kali Yuga. Prabhupada, special for this millennium. But the thing is going on like that, rotating, Rameshwara. But in general, first it gets more and more degraded, then it is all finished. Prabhupada, yes. Unless there is degradation, there is no question of improvement. So this is going on. This is nature way. Bhutva praliya. Te, appearance and disappearance. Another small conversation. Giriraj, your divine grace has said that an auspicious atmosphere is being created all over the world because of the Sankirtan movement. So is it not possible that at least for the time being things will improve? Oh yes, Prabhupada, oh yes, improve. Not for the time being, for 10,000 years. Giriraj, yes. Out of 427,000 years, I was taking that 10,000 as the time being. Prabhupada, it is not short. Tamal Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, where is the mention of this 10,000 years? Prabhupada, that I have heard, maybe in Bhagavatam. I just actually read some statement, they find out where is exactly, there is one Purana, and there is some statement about, if somebody remembered, Anyway, no problem. Alone in this world, I am struggling, and the so-called intelligent person, they will not come. They have business. Why? If it's actually beneficial to the human society, why should I try alone? I will go on trying as long as I live. There will be no checking. So there is another small chapter here. On the threshold of the golden age, this is a letter to Tamal Krishna Goswami. This December 20th, 1976. Your purpose to induce the American people to surrender to Lord Chaitanya by expansion of book distribution. That is wanted. When you come to that, that is success. Then you can take charge of the government. And as soon as in America the Christian conscience boys are in power, the whole world will be changed. The idea is to bring under control all the atheistic class of men. Atheistic. There are two ways of bringing the opposition under control. One is by logic and philosophy. The other is by force. That was done by Bharat Maharaj when he was king on this planet. Mm. So Srimad Bhagavatam 9.10.54 is explained, when Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. I'm sorry, what time is it now? 17. Just a second, I'll read something else. No, I read this one, sorry. The time is short. Our movement cannot be stopped. This is a letter from July 23, 1973 on Kurukshetra. Try to distribute as many books as possible. I can understand your concern about the deterioration of civilization. Yes, the city will be a more dangerous place as Kali Yuga advances. The modern civilization is so corrupt, and as more and more sinful activities are committed, the people will be forced to face more troubles by nature's order. Our business, however, is simply to take shelter of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and pray to the Holy Name to give us protection. We shall be unaffected by all that will happen. Krishna will provide us with working facilities. But be assured of this, that the devotees will be protected by the Holy Name. Others will have to suffer in the days that are coming. And it's historical example. This is from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, volume 6, 2059 page. The sannyasis began telling Srila Prabhupada about how a military dictatorship had taken over in Argentina and had officially banned the Christian consciousness movement. $20,000 worth of books had been seized and devotees had been arrested. Many other persons were being regularly arrested or shot in the streets. Srila Prabhupada said, "So this will give impetus to Krishna consciousness. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani. Don't be disappointed. Krishna will act through his movement and kill them, these demons. How it will be done, that you cannot know now. But it will be done. Let us remain true soldiers, that's all. And suppose you die in the fight. Fight means with woe, with determination, either to gain victory or die, because it is a fight against Maya. Why you shall be afraid of being killed? When there is a fight, one must know that either I am going to be killed or gain victory. Jiva Marava. Those who are devotees, either they live or die, is the same thing. While they live, they are serving Krishna. When they die, they will serve Krishna. Jiva va Marava. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naitimam eti. He goes to Krishna. So what is the loss? We are working for Krishna and we die, we go to Krishna. What is the loss? There is also one chapter here, global change. The populace is suffering from agnosticism. The rascals are suffering, but they do not know why. One ambition I have is that I want to drive away agnosticism from the world. This is for Prabhupada. I didn't find out from where is it. Anyway. As more and more people are realizing radical change of consciousness are needed if humanity is imperial course is to change. You understand? As more and more people are realizing radical changes consciousness are needed, if humanity's imperial, what does it mean imperial? Imperial. If humanity's imperial course is to change, imperialed. Yeah, what does it mean? Okay. We know that Christian consciousness is the main force for such a change. And in any... This is actually based on a seminar by Sridhar Swami. He passed away and he was a great soldier in ISKCON movement, Prabhupada disciple, Sridhar Swami. We know that Christian consciousness is the main force for such a change. And in any field where there are pioneers looking for new courses for humanity, they are bound to become more aware of the revolutionary nature of Srila Prabhupada's books. Most of the established scholars and professionals, however, are glued to outdated paradigms. I apologize, my English is the second language. But innovation are not established by converting the old establishment. It just dies off or is left in the dust of the innovators. So today's leaders aren't not necessarily the leaders of tomorrow. As sociologists have observed, revolutionary change often are initiated by outsiders, whose pioneering feats and formulas prove successful and change the world. For example, in the watch industry, Switzerland led the world until 1968. It covered 90% of the world market. But when some of its own technicians developed a type of digital watch with batteries, the leading Swiss watchmakers flatly refused to develop it and clung to watches with spring and hands and faces. Texas Instruments and the Japanese just looked at the digital watch, and the rest is history. The Swiss watch industry was defeated, and within a few years had to release 50,000 workers. Therefore, in periods of paradigm shifts, every man has a big chance. So here is another dynamic dimension to book distribution. It has the potential to shape the next generation. Our books reach all types of people. The leading people are influential, and that makes them attractive to preach to. But who knows how long they will remain leaders if they cannot give up their outdated materialistic paradigms. So with our books, we approach not only them, but also the masses, and among them are many ingenious and capable people. They may get their turn to lead in the future. Maybe they don't know it yet, and we don't know them. But if they read Prabhupada's books and become big successes, they bring into their fields what they gain from Prabhupada's books. It has become a part of their worldview. So through widespread book distribution, a big universe of interested people is created, and if materially brilliant devotees emerge, they can influence the masses to read Srila Prabhupada's books. So anyway, this some kind is very inspiring quotes and conversation from this Nectarian book, the Nectar book distribution. Okay, so I can come just a little bit the same verse, today verse. He's explaining purport how the word Murti means form. So Srila Prabhupada Pranama mantra is Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, two words. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi means voidism, impersonalism. So Prabhupada came here to change people who are under the clutches of voidism, like material sciences into that, and all other spiritual paths, their part on impersonalism. So anyway, I will just finish here. If somebody has some questions or comments, Haribol.
There will be no more Hare Krishna movement. It will only be demons. But then before you were saying that it's predicted and it's the desire of Krishna and Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya that there will be many thousands of devotees or more than we have now in the future. So I was just wondering why in the next, after 10,000 years, why will it gradually diminish? If we're supposed to have more devotees, are the devotees going to be like less enthusiastic and or how is it going to diminish?
I think this is all, my understanding is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna actually created also this Kali Yuga to give chance to materialistic people to express their point of view, and they have this kind of desire, and for this reason they have to suffer in Kali Yuga. So anybody who will not, this Krishna's arrangement is for yugas. And actually I hear some statement, I don't know where is that, then... There is one statement that in a personifying form of bhakti, you know, prema bhakti, everything has a personal form, like goddess of bhakti, if I remember properly, she will go to Western countries, you know. And actually I hear such a statement then, I just cannot remember then, it's explaining how in next 10,000 years, on the end of 10,000 years, Giri Govardhan hill will be sink completely under the earth. There is a long story about that, how, you know, he was cursed by one great sage, and he will sink, you know, and he will disappear. And many other holy places will be completely disappear. Ganges will disappear also. And like Saraswati already disappear. And there is some Purana, there is some conversation between Krishna and, I don't remember now, anyway. And I was reading about that. And so according to that, actually after 10,000 years, will not be any more holy places. Nobody will know about God, you know, no devotee, no any scriptures, anything. This is what I heard, what I read. And after that, Kali Yuga will, with full force, will go in and, you know, people enjoy.
just like if someone becomes a devotee and say that before they started practicing Krishna consciousness, they had a specific, like, destiny according to their karma. So that's kind of like the destiny of this world of Kali Yuga. So are devotees able to change that if, you know, we preach and...
But yeah, definitely. It's explained actually power of holy name. Anybody who said one time Krishna, all sinful reaction go away, you know. It's explained when you come in front of deities, you get a special credit. Actually, Prabhupada said that if you focus on of the form of the deities every day, what we are doing, then all material desire will go away. This is one way how we can be purified. So, yeah, they have their own karma, and anything what is connected with Krishna consciousness, holy name, books, prasadam, they have power to, doesn't come to my mind now proper words, maybe Archita can say some words about that, but from Shastra, but they have power to change the consciousness of the people, you see. So definitely there will be change, because they are not this body, they are spirit soul. And I said just before, you know, everything is Krishna's energy. So they will realize, Krishna will give them mercy, they will realize then, you know, they're not this body, and they will start to be devoted gradually. Okay, I'm finished here, it's too late. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
After 10,000 years, there's just going to be demons, more Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So that's the prediction. Okay. That was saying, but can we change that?
No, there will not be any more devotees. I didn't understand.
Why not? Why can't we change the destiny?
Maybe it's a good question. Maybe actually, I think because this is, everything is set in motion like that, you see. Krishna wanted, you know, everything's kind of Krishna's plan. You know, like when Kurukshetra is finished, you know, why for example, somebody is not saved, well, only four or five people is. Because Krishna wanted.